You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where three or four comedians or creative people each share a creative idea, such as a movie idea, app idea, or futuristic tech idea. The idea can be funny or serious, well thought out or improvised, realistic or ridiculous. But we'll always have fun talking and joking about it. Comedy writers and other creative professionals usually say that brainstorming and pitching ideas is the funniest part of the creative process. We decided to skip the boring part of actually making stuff and just do the fun part. I'm comedian Avery Sommerfeld.
Comedian DC Bradley.
I'm comedian Stephen Sullivan.
I'm your host Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. Okay, who wants to go first?
Well, since I guess I could go first. Well, my idea is basically to have some clone juice or maybe some clone pods. You know, like remember from Invasion of the Body Snatchers, they had those pods, I think, like watermelons. They look like watermelons, right? I mean, so basically if you had, you know, you could go to the Walmart or something or the Kroger, you buy yourself a clone pod, you clone yourself, then you can go out with some other hot chick while your girlfriend's at home with your clone pod. Sound like a good idea?
So would you be able to interchange with the clone at times? Like
you would actually share their knowledge. So you're like whatever they do, they're learning what you do. You learn what they do. It's exactly the same thing.
So you could swap, actually.
You could swap out with your clone. Hmm. Maybe you don't feel like jacking off one day. You have your clone jack off, so you can feel exactly what they're feeling at the same time.
You feel it at the same time, or do you like go back into the pod to download the memories?
No, you feel it at the same time. Exactly the same time. You just go pick it up at Kroger. You say, I want a couple of clone pods. Or you could clone multiple clone pods. Maybe you want to, you know, make a bunch of money.
What if you had 2,000 of them and you just say you have one of them jerking off at all times? So you're just always feeling that.
I think you'd feel pretty good, I guess. I don't know. That would be like the 24/7 orgasm.
Yeah, the orgasmatron.
Would they all feel what you feel too? Or are you like the master?
Absolutely. You feel everything. Everybody feels it goes both ways. It's like in the Alien movies, I think they all felt each everything they could. They had their from his history all the way back. So it's like a learning thing.
I have a question, though. So if you have a clone, right, and you're getting tired of your clone, at what point does your clone get tired of you and one of you tries to off the other one? You know what I mean?
Well, it doesn't really matter, though, because you all share the same memories. So, I mean, if the original dies, it doesn't matter anymore.
That's
true. Like, because you're your clone and your clone is you, right?
Do you believe in hell?
Not really.
I was going to say, what if one of them goes to hell? Do the other ones all feel it?
Yeah. That would be cool because then you could find out, is there life after death? You know, your clone dies and you're like, oh, that's what it's like.
I'm killing my clone.
What if there's an accident and one of the clones doesn't have like the memories and like the brain set up? You have to like potty train it and everything. That could be really bad.
That could
be
tough.
Backfire.
Yeah.
There's going to be incidents.
But what if you like don't want to clean the toilets? You know, you just make yourself a couple of, you know, clone housekeepers. One to clean the toilets, you know.
The clones poop, though, right?
Absolutely.
So sometimes you'll have to clean their toilet.
No, you have another clone to clean their toilet.
But then you just keep creating new clones to clean toilets, and you end up with an overpopulation because you wanted to avoid cleaning toilets?
You got toilet clones. You got jack-off clones. You got shopping clones.
What about if you cloned him and he was like severely autistic?
Well, they should be a clone, so they would not be autistic. Because if you're not autistic, they would be autistic. I guess you could mess around with the genetics, maybe. Maybe you buy the wrong clone, and you end up with, you know,
take it back to the star. The one's autistic, man.
You end up with a clone with Down syndrome or something.
Well, since you
take it back to Walmart, I've been robbed. This clone's got Down syndrome. I want my money back.
Since you're going that way, why does it have to be a clone? Why can't you just create, like, Kate Hudson or James Franco as your clone? And so they're, like, having sex with supermodels or whatever, and you're getting those memories. Why does it have to be an identical clone?
I don't see why not, but that was, you know.
We're approaching Futurama.
The original idea. But, yeah, you could clone. Why not? Just be able to clone anything you want, you know. You like your dog, you clone your dog, you know. You like your cat, you like your, you know, you can have multiple sex partners or something.
I'm just remembering that episode of Futurama where they downloaded Lucy Liu into a robot, and then he just made that his girlfriend. Like, and, like, part of me was like, did they steal this from my mind? Or?
So would murder be illegal? So let's say you get tired of your clone. What do? You just, like, off him or something? You pull out a revolver and go,
and then you have another clone to clean up that clone.
a clone, to, you know, the what do they call the mob? They call the fixer clone to clean up the mess.
Yeah, you'd have
mop
to be
up
able
the
to
blood.
Program them a little bit.
What?
You'd have to be able to program them a little bit.
Yeah, there would have to be something. You got to maybe add some secret sauce to the clone juice.
Not gonna lie, I'd make mine be very muscular, be able to carry me places. You know,
yeah, maybe there should be like a McDonald's for clones, some sort of like fast clone service, you know.
Not a bad
all
idea.
Right. Take over, just go to work for you so you can just hang out and do nothing.
Now that is genius.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool.
Definitely. Just comes over and just hands over the paycheck and just go sleep in the barn or something.
Well, you could do other things. So you could use your time to do more, you know, be creative and be artistic.
Or
read a book. Or
How great would college be if you could just clone yourself for every class that you have? So you have a math class, science class, whatever, and then you just have to focus on one. Like, that would be so beautiful.
And you're all learning at the same time because you're all, like, if one clone studies, you're absorbing that knowledge.
Right.
So.
Well, knowledge would accumulate then. Does, like, sadness accumulate too?
That would be the downside. That would be the downside. But if you want someone to wipe your butt, you get the clone to do it. Or if you want, you got a bad itch that you can't reach, you know.
That's one of those programmable things. Like, I would just have my clones never be able to be sad, and we're good.
But then you would still be sad once
in a
while. Oh, of
course, but I would have a...
But then all the other clones would kill you because they don't want to be sad. They don't want to get your sad memories.
I would make them...
You don't want to be the saddest one.
I mean, you could have, like, you could probably have clones where you could just, like, shoot them all up like a video game, right? Attack of the Killer Clones. like thousands of clones that you just, like, line them all up in a firing squad and just shoot them all.
Clone genocide.
Clone genocide. So you could just pretend genocide. You're not really. Are you? When you kill a clone, do you really kill somebody?
Yeah, I don't know. That would be weird, like killing someone who's like your identical self.
Does a clone have a soul?
I don't know. You'd have to kill. You'd have to weigh him and then kill him and see if he's lost the weight, because I heard that like the soul actually weighs like a few ounces.
The soul has weight.
Yeah, that's what I hear. So.
What does a soul look like?
I don't even know. I was guessing like maybe like a beam of light.
Like in the story Ghost, where the soul is just kind of like a cloud of light.
Like an aura or something. Who knows?
What if the soul like smelled like a fart? Like when you release this. When you die, it just stinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, do souls have an odor, like he said?
I mean, or it looks like a watermelon or like a beetle. It doesn't look impressive. It looks like something gross.
Yeah.
Like a little piece of
like a turd.
A turd, yeah.
What color is a soul? Is it like green, purple?
I don't know. It could probably, you know, just refract all types of different colors from like, you know, light. Somehow, I don't really know. I haven't really thought about that too. I like the idea of it smelling like a fart more.
Maybe it smells like chocolate ice cream or something. Yeah.
Oh man! Oh, so if I fart in my hand and then put it in my girlfriend's face, she wouldn't be offended then.
Yeah. But can you put a soul in a? Can you capture a soul and put it in a bottle or something?
maybe in a jar and put it on display or something.
Put it on sale at Walmart. Souls for sale.
We sort of
buy one, get one free.
We're picking on him for believing in souls, but
yeah, I don't know. I have an open mind. Right, you know,
it might be a thing. Who knows?
Any last thoughts on the clone thing?
Well, like I said, you could have your clone go to work.
How much would a clone cost?
I guess it's what the market will bear. You know, I mean, it's, you know, what are you willing to pay for somebody to
Well, if there's all those clones out there spending money, I mean,
it's good for the economy.
It's good for the economy, or it'll like things will get rarer. Like there'll only be so many iPhones. There'll be 200 million iPhones, but 100 billion clones because everybody's cloning each other. So iPhones will be extremely hard to get.
I think the value of life would probably go down, right? I mean, life sure. would be worth. I mean, if everybody had 100 clones, would there be a limit on how many clones? All right, you're at your peak, man. You've done 100 clones. No more for you for life. No more clones.
There would definitely be limits for sure.
Long lines so. At the iClone store.
do you go to jail when you kill a clone? Or are you allowed? All right, that's your first clone kill. You get two more. That's it. No more.
Are you allowed to clone somebody against their will? Clone somebody else?
Yeah, it would have to have laws for this stuff,
yeah, that seems
right?
Like too I mean, much. You gotta shouldn't be able to clone someone against their will.
You could do really messed up shit and then fucking send your clone to do like a 20-year stretch for you.
So yeah, that's right. So would you go to jail if your clone commits murder?
I don't know.
It is an extension of you, so
right.
You have questions.
You don't have blood on your hands per se, so I don't know. Where's the sheep that they cloned? Maybe he has.
Maybe we could ask Dolly the sheep what the hell they did, or right. that dog they cloned, right? Yeah, I don't know. These are very philosophical questions that only. That should be on the label when you go buy your clone juice or your clone pod. Not responsible for any clone murders.
Now, if there's a fly in the clone pod, is it like the movie The
then
Fly?
And you get like the movie The Fly. Oh, shit. Yeah, you got problems. Then you got – well, that might actually be a benefit because then you could crawl on walls. You could spit up acid.
Right. You could take know? Like – if you forget the combination of your locker at – school,
you just spit acid
on it.
Right.
Take it right off.
I would hope that they would make us invulnerable first before they created clones. That way, it would just be clone death. You know what I mean? Like it wouldn't be us as well as the clones. Then we would know, like, yeah, you killed a clone, but it's a clone.
I'm waiting for head transplants. That's gonna be cool, right? You know, you're getting a bad accident, you lose your head. It's like. Well, we'll just give you we'll clone you another body, and we'll put your head on that body
right around the corner.
What about if that happened though, and you woke up and it was like some seriously fucking ugly dude?
Yeah, it'd be pretty bad.
You're just like, fuck, I just want to be dead again.
You have to. And how many times can you get another body?
Is there a limit to that?
It's like
the clones, man. None of us are really. Beautiful. How ugly would you have to be?
Hold on, man.
So, in other words, if you get another body, it's probably going to be better looking anyways, right?
Or about the same.
What if you get a really fat body?
Or a fat head. Or, yeah, what if you had like a really fucking ugly, I don't know, like an old withered body with like a young man's head?
What if you get like tits and a tiny little micro dick, you know? That would be bad.
They have to have like...
And you had like a 7-inch penis before, and now you just have a little tiny penis.
Well, you could always just get another one later, so it doesn't really matter, right?
Maybe they could just graft another penis on there. You know?
If they're doing a head, they might have better be able to do a cock.
Penis transplants. Yeah, they do those, right?
I don't know how that works.
I think they tried one like fairly.
Quite a few of those. Lorena Bobbitt, remember that? Oh. You know, she got pissed off at her husband. What did he do that he deserved to get his dick cut off?
I think he was like banging someone close to her or something. But I heard that his penis, the porno, the problem with it is the stem would get hard, but then the middle piece
penis has
would
a
be
stem?
Flaccid. Well, like the
is
bottom,
it like a flower.
Yeah, the pistol. Would be flaccid.
Now it's a gun. It's a pistol.
But then the tip of it would get erect. It was some weird thing where they, it was just too grotesque.
Too
where they were just like, your career's over, yeah. Dude.
You're not gonna be. You're gonna be shooting blanks.
Yeah.
That was like built out of like spare parts, or but like a finger or something. I think
you have a cow penis now.
But I think they tried like a real penis, like from a cadaver, like from another person.
A cadaver penis? That would probably like fall
within
off.
Within a year or so, I think it's a fairly new thing that can supposedly fully function, get an erection or whatever.
Let's talk about that. So what is the retaliation?
Is this your idea?
No. I can go to my idea after this.
Is your idea penis transplants?
No. Let's just go to your idea.
Cool.
I can live without the long penis conversation.
Now, I'm just wondering what the retaliation is for cutting off a penis. Like, what can you do to a vagina? They already take a beating enough, like either from sex or a baby. What can you do?
I guess, could you close it shut?
You mean like cement it?
pour hydraulic cement in there or something?
Yeah, I guess
you're never going to have sex again.
There was a video, 100 weirdest things people have inserted in the human body or something. And some guy put cement down up his ass and it hardened and it was like the shape of like a colon. Like,
why?
With like a,
when they took out the cement?
Yeah.
Like, how did they get it out?
Surgery. They like had to completely open, but it was like what the inside of the colon looked like, but it was cement.
You know, I think these ideas, but I don't think people actually do them until I talk to other people.
But yeah. Let's move to your idea.
Yeah. What's your idea?
Tom, you know I never come here with an idea. I'm always off the top of the dome. But I did see in the news, Twitter today, that R. Kelly is back in the news sphere. He has a cult that he's grouped a cult of female women, female singers. And like, here's my idea. I feel like anybody who's a suspected pedophile, like there should be a program where drones have to follow them for like, I don't know, like 10, 15 years.
So you can masturbate to the video?
No, 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 no. Just so we know that they are not a pedophile or sex offender.
Is this a law or we have a special drone that's designed to like, to follow pedophiles?
No, like a law. Like, okay, you're a suspected pedophile. So when you go to court, you'll get that cleared up. But we'll have to follow you for 10 years just to make sure that we weren't wrong and make sure you don't start a cult full of women that sing. Like,
what are the...
You give made a cult out of women? And what happened?
C-U-L-T.
Oh, you thought he said coat. Right. Like a winter coat. Like.
Okay, yeah. Definitely if they make coats out of women. Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, this guy should be locked up.
So I saw that headline, but I didn't read the article.
Put to death.
Are the girls underage in this cult?
You know, I don't know, but he's done enough that he should just make an album, R. Kelly. Just make albums and we'll forget about the whole peeing on women thing, possibly. But just peeing on children. Just make an album and we'll just don't do anything else.
Is that one of the rituals of the cult, getting peed on?
That might be how you get in. R. Kelly's like, do you like pee? Okay, come on to my basement. I'm going to.
So what happens if you like ditch the drone? I mean, like, it's dark outside, you know, and there's like a corner somewhere and you're like, the drone's like whipping around the corner and you're able to.
We need professional drone drivers. They have
high tech drone.
They have drone sports where they like race drones or what have you. So we just get some of those guys, follow pedophiles for a living. We pay them pretty decently, of course, because who wants to do that for a living? But yeah, why not? That's my idea.
Okay.
Again, off the top.
One of the only people who will want to do that job is other pedophiles. So that might backfire.
I could see that. Or people who whose kids were affected by pedophiles, or they were a victim of pedophiles themselves, they might want to stop them from doing that.
So how does the drone follow the pedophile? Is there, do they get like a chip implanted in their,
you know, that's a great idea. That would cut down on manual drivers.
So that the clone knows where the pedophile is at all times. He like emits some sort of weird signal. Pedophile at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, he's in his house. Yeah, he's doing his in his house thing.
Doing his pedophile thing.
We're waiting outside of the door.
Now, say you're a 10-year-old boy or a 5-year-old boy, and you see a guy walking down the street, and there's a drone following him.
Oh, you're definitely going to be suspicious.
Won't you think he's like the coolest guy in the world? Like, he controls airplanes.
Yeah, that might actually attract young children.
But that's why you have parents to teach you, look, you shouldn't follow. Don't talk to strangers, and don't talk to anyone who has a drone following them, okay? Those are the rules for going outside. I don't know.
So then you could just, if you want to fuck with somebody who's a normal person, you could just follow them with a drone so everybody else thinks they're a pedophile.
So what would happen to people with regular drones that aren't like following pedophiles? So
I feel like if you have a drone, you're kind of you're approaching that.
You so know? Everybody with drones is becoming a pedophile.
Because what do you have a drone for? You're dropping off pizzas, you're bombing people, or now you're a pedophile.
Like, I have a drone.
Okay, are you dropping off pizzas?
I bought it because, I come up with these stupid ideas for this podcast. I actually came up with one that I wanted to build, which was a, you know those tennis racket-shaped bug zappers?
Yeah.
I wanted to, like, take that apart and, like, wrap a drone around with the zapper part.
Or did you just want to peep into windows with the drone?
So you want to fly the drone into people and just zap them? Or
no, how is into organ? Bugs. It's okay. A bug
zapper. You want to zap bugs with the drone?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
What about if you had, like, a bird?
A what?
A bird. Your drone hits like a bird.
I'm not an expert in falconry, so I do know a little bit about computer programming.
But the bird flies already. I mean, you could put a camera on the bird, right?
True. Oh, you could have battles, like bird sky versus, battles.
Bird versus drone.
But I bought a drone that had a camera on it, but I don't know why people think that that's so.
You haven't used it to look in any windows yet, is what you're saying?
But people think that that's what it's for. I don't know. I think it's for like when you go on vacation, you know, like to see scenery.
Yeah, you
like,
see all those beautiful landscapes people go in.
That too.
I've seen that
South
on
Park,
YouTube.
South Park ruined drones because of that one episode where they were looking in windows. It's just like,
that's
okay,
what people do with drones. This is clearly isn't that what why you would do.
People are going to see a drone at a window and you're going to get in trouble immediately. Second of all, porn exists and it's pretty good. Why would we assume that everybody who has a drone?
I read a couple fetish. Of articles that people did do that with the drones flying in front of, like, you know, these. You know, pervs flying in front of women's windows and shit and, like, videotaping them.
Let's be mutually exclusive here.
I thought about...
It's just the dudes driving in front of...
It's always the dudes. Women don't do that stuff. You know that.
And I thought about, like, for comedy, like, I thought about getting, like, a wire. This would probably be in laugh tracks because there's no audience there.
Oh, man.
That's a good place to try that shit.
Like,
don't put down my home, man.
Yeah. But like,
oh, we shouldn't have said
put like
that.
A wire and hang the drone from the wire and just have it. So the drone isn't like flying, but it can slide back and forth. And because it's on a wire, it's not going to like land on anybody who will sue you.
So did you?
That's an idea.
How did the bug thing work? Did you try it yet?
Well, I took apart a bug zapper thing, and I bought the drone, and I haven't tried to stick it all together yet. I think it was too heavy.
Yeah, it's probably too heavy.
I didn't realize drones were as light as they were before I bought it. I mean, it says on the thing, like, it's so many ounces or whatever, but until you feel it and you see how it's probably not going to work, at least with the setup I have, because it's too heavy, so... I haven't done anything with it.
Just spray propane at him and then set it on fire.
I haven't flown the one with the camera because I haven't really done anything where...
They're expensive drones.
It was like $100.
Oh, that was a cheap one then. Because the good ones are like, what, $400 or $500?
The ones, that have stabilizers and stuff.
And there's
for the
even
video.
More expensive ones.
Have we reached the point where they're filming comedy specials with drones yet, or no?
I don't know.
That would be interesting. So I know they do them with the big cranes or whatever now, but it'd be interesting to see, like, the drone flying, or not even see the drone flying, but, like, get the view of the crowd, like, from way back, and then it just zooms up into the comic space. It'd be weird for the audience, for sure, but it'd be cool to see.
But, yeah, like, my idea was to put it on a wire somehow so it doesn't, like, land on people.
Yeah.
You might need that additional step instead of just flying it.
That might ruin somebody's chicken tenders. They're trying to enjoy comedy.
Yeah, you could get hurt by a drone, I suppose. I mean, people do get – they fly into people's faces, get caught in their hair probably.
Well, even if they don't get hurt, it's going to bump them and they're going to sue.
It ruins your day, right?
But back to the R. Kelly thing. Did you get any details on that?
I mean, I can look at the article now, but no.
You didn't read the article? You just saw the headline?
Skimmed it. Skimmed it, and I skimmed what people were saying about it.
Now, I don't know if I want to get into too much detail, but –
it says parents of several women told police that the singer is holding their daughters against their will in an abusive sex cult. So okay. R. Kelly's doing R. Kelly things, apparently. Hopefully not. Hopefully not R. Kelly, but you know.
Yeah. Well, didn't Rick James kidnap a woman or something? He had to take it to the next level.
You know, famous people are always doing crazy things. I don't know why. Like, he has enough fame. Just... again,
so he kidnapped. He took this girl against her will, or did she
girls,
want?
Multiple.
How many girls were there?
You can make me read.
And the key word is parents, implying that they're underage too.
Yeah.
They probably wanted to go, man.
I mean,
how old were they? They were minors.
If it wasn't the sex part, I might have went too. I mean, just
hell,
just
I'm signing up right now, man.
Like just you, to be around.
I
want to
be
Kelly.
In a sex cult.
Yeah, I don't know.
You'd call the drone that follows the pedophiles something like, I believe I can fly.
That's funny.
Okay, let's move on to your idea.
Okay. wow, this is going to be a little different than what I was expecting. So I'm writing a movie right now. I actually have been for a while. See, I had a girlfriend who committed suicide who was schizophrenic. And everyone's eyes are like, fuck. but anyways, it's so the movie, it's what I'm calling it Cracking Up. And it's about a young comedian woman who is doing fairly decent in her career. And then her schizophrenia takes control, basically takes over her, and just everything turns to total and utter shit. So, yeah, that's the idea for it. And tomorrow I'm actually sitting in on a peer meeting for people with bipolar and schizophrenia. So I'm going for my first meeting and hoping that I can get, you know, more information than what I physically went through and also what I've gone and researched online. So it's turning out to be actually pretty good, but I figure this meeting that I'll be going to should be actually super helpful.
So do you have a script yet, or
I'm still in the midst of just shit everywhere. So I don't even have a first draft done yet.
It's more like a short on one page yet, maybe like a couple.
Yeah, well, I have
ideas.
Like her characters all developed,
okay.
And then I
that's
have
good.
A bunch of other people. Like a lot of times when
so
I'm
this
at,
is not going to be a comedy.
well, it is, and it's going to be an extremely dark comedy,
okay.
Kind of like I don't know, Shakes the Clown or something. How that turned into a shitstorm.
You do kind of look like Bobcat Goldthwait in a way.
I do? Good.
Can
a little
can
bit.
Can you do his voice?
Can you do it? When I was a kid, I used to – everybody used to do it. Better than my girlfriend. She's like, wow, you know who you look like right now? I'm like, no. She's like, Steve Bannon.
Really? You do look a little
all right. Yeah, when the hair is dried and it's like flopped off. Yeah. Trying to get a haircut is a whole nother story too, but – So yeah, so that's what I'm in the middle of doing right now, is writing that. And
so these people you're meeting with, are they in the field? They, you know, in psychiatry or
yeah, it's going to be a room full of schizophrenics.
MSWs. Oh, it's just, are you speaking to schizophrenics?
Yeah. So
how were you able to get all these people together? Did you like put an ad out? Like,
I didn't. Wanted, no, I didn't, you know, organize it. No, it's an actual thing, because I was like, "Wow, where could I go and sit in on like an AA for schizophrenics?" And cool. I found one.
And they're gonna let? Will they let you use the information to develop your?
Well, she doesn't. The doctor who I contacted, she said I didn't tell her anything about it. But what it is you are allowed to go in and kind of observe as a person who's dealing with, say, a family member or a loved one who has schizophrenia. So it's, you know, it's totally open. And, yeah, basically I'm going there to be a fly on the wall and just kind of gather some information. And I'm hoping that, yeah, I'm sure whatever I come out of there with is going to be pretty fucking horrifying. 'Cause, like, what I went through with my girlfriend before she killed herself, those the things that she would do were so insane and violent and just crazy.
Now, do schizophrenics have really highs, high highs, and really low lows? They go through this roller coaster emotional.
Yeah, that comes usually through people with bipolar. Oh, okay. But schizophrenia is
mental disorders. Messed up.
Well, yeah, I didn't, you know, I had no idea what was going on with her, you know, for a long, long time until she started, like, telling me about, you know, how she has lasers she controls with her eyes and that she has, like, messages that'll come in one ear and come out completely distorted out of the next. And yeah, it was,
I guess you could make that comedy, but people might get really offended. But what's comedy for, right?
Well, it's not made to be like a real, like a comedy. It's made to be like a really, you know,
real, more like real to life
deal with thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you make fun of like mentally ill people, people would be like, man.
Sure. I just thought it would be just, you know, such a great idea because, you know, it actually kind of started with a local comic who I won't mention, but watching them on a really bad night at a really bad crowd and their reaction.
It was
just
me.
Yeah. Was that?
It was me.
Yeah, it was me. But her reaction to it just kind of clicked, and it just was like, wow, what would, you know, happen if, you know, this person is doing like super well, they're on the road, they're traveling, you know, they're, you know, got management, everything's fucking going great. And then just all of a sudden, all of these things just kind of, she just starts twisting and turning into like this totally different person, and it's stage meltdowns and all types. So I think it'd be, I thought it would be a great, and the name Cracking Up, I thought would be great because, you know, cracking up and then she's cracking up. So
is it about your recovery afterwards? Or does it end when she kills herself?
Well, I don't want to disclose whether she – because I haven't made up the decision on whether – I'm 90% certain that I'm going to kill her, but not 100% certain that I am. But if I don't,
when you
I
mean
don't think it would
you're
be
going to kill her, you mean your character is going to kill her or your writer is going to
– No, it would be a suicide because as I have it written, she is from like upstate New York, and when she was like two, her mother suffered from schizophrenia and killed herself. So then the father, because she's an only child, you know, with the father, they moved to a different city. And they never told her what happened. They just told her that her mother had died. And I still haven't figured out how I'm going to have the mother, what the lie was, that how she killed herself. Because, you know, in a day and age like where anybody can go back and research something 50 years ago. So that's kind of another thing that I'm struggling with.
It's tough to be in a relationship with, you know, with somebody who's suffering from, let's say, schizophrenia or bipolar. Yeah. It often really it's torture.
My sister is bipolar, so yeah, that's we don't even talk anymore just because
It's just too hard.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm totally super nice to her, and then she'll be totally cool with me, and then within, like, a minute, she fucking wants to literally kill me.
Often people that stay in those kind of relationships are, like, codependent. They have problems, too.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, she ended up we broke up, and 2 years later, I think it was maybe under 2 years later, that's when she killed herself. So
sorry to hear that, man.
Oh, thanks. It was a long time ago, but yeah, no one ever knew. No one ever, like, she was a very strong
person. Out?
Yeah, it was fucking nuts, man. Just like,
I'm not going to lie, though. When you film this, I'm hoping that you put some of those, like, sci-fi side effect, like, effects into the movie, like the laser beam eyes. Please put the effects in.
I want to see that. Yeah. What else? So what were the other things she imagined? Did she, like, think there were, like, things coming at her, or people were out to get her?
I remember. Or people can be cloned in pods.
That happens every day, right?
One of the most unsettling things was when we were at her house, and there was a couple people over there, and her infant daughter was just, like, dancing around like a child would do, you know, being like a toddler.
Yeah, being a kid.
And she like reprimanded the kid and then accused my friend of being, like, turned on by her daughter and thought her daughter was, like, seducing us. And it was like, how do you fucking deal? We just left. I mean, it was, what do you do at that point? It was,
you all had boners, right? You was like, it's time.
That's a personal.
I couldn't get up for, like, 5 minutes because
that would ruin your day. That's like a personal attack.
Was she chasing you around with a drone?
She said it was a drone at the window, is what it was.
Trying to clone you and get you inside of a pod or take your man juices to make you into a clone.
There was actually a package of man juice being delivered by a drone through Amazon.
No doubt to conduct evil, nefarious experiments.
Yeah. But besides that, I do my own magazine. I've been doing a magazine, comedy and music magazine, for 10 years, and I've got my 10th issue coming out. So I thought this was to talk about things that, like, you're doing.
We're actually doing.
Yeah, we don't actually do things here.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to your project, though.
We're in the land of Oz here.
Okay. Next time
I'll have some more lighthearted shit
to come in.
No, it's fine that you're actually doing it. I don't want somebody to come on, like, this isn't for, like, somebody to come on, I did, this is my idea, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you can find my idea on television, on channel whatever. Like, it's not meant to pretend it's an idea and then, oh, it's done. Watch it. Like if a famous comic came on or something. It's meant to be things that are like pipe dreams or that you're kind of doing.
Totally crazy shit.
You might do one day, or it's just a crazy idea that means it's implausible. Like,
so wait, so you mentioned about Amazon fine. Delivering man juice. That was a joke, right?
No, actually, you can. Really? I heard that Amazon was in cahoots with some drone company where they're actually going to start, like, delivering packages. Like you could shoot a drone out of the sky and, like, get someone's man juice, like, for a freebie. So no, that's, I actually heard that was real. I thought that was actually happening. So I don't know.
Oh, it's got a lot of protein.
So, yeah, schizophrenia.
That's a serious disorder.
It's one of those things where they haven't really made much progress, have they?
Well, they take medicine. They take, what do they take for that? Lithium?
Lithium and a bunch of other stuff.
You're on a crap load of drugs. And
yeah.
You're like on a full-time seeing a shrink probably for the rest of your life.
There's like the suicide rate is just like through the roof. It almost seems like anyone who's suffering from that, if they're not, like, 100% willing to get treatment and do everything, then they're just, you know, they'll die. So it's pretty crazy.
And often it comes out in adolescence, you know, right?
Right,
A lot of that. You get to be 13. You're normal. You're fine. You're a kid, happy-go-lucky. You're turned 13 through 16, and all of a sudden you're like,
Yeah, it seems like an early 20s thing, and it could be awakened through like some sort of traumatic act that could happen in your life, like out, I don't know, maybe you're in the war and, you know, you have some, you know, near-death experience, or you kill someone and then you come back and then just like all of a sudden it just awakens.
Well, it sounds like a great, interesting idea.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I'm just I don't know. It's like I said, I'm not even done with the first draft. I'm still doing. Okay. It needs to be like super heavily researched, because you know when you're making a film like that, you got to have it as close to the truth as possible. Because yeah, I don't want people to be like, yeah, well, what the fuck, dude? That's not how it goes. Get the schizophrenic league against me or something, man. You know.
True.
I had another idea, if we have time.
No.
Okay.
I haven't done my idea.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Good luck with your project, and sorry for your loss. And
thanks.
I hope you come back on his show and promote it, man.
Yeah, we want to know what's going on with your idea.
Okay.
The progress you make.
All right. Well, thanks. I appreciate that, and I definitely will.
Well.
What you got, Tom?
The best for last.
So my idea, I call it the Twitter Theater. I don't like the name, but basically what it would be is for a theater or comedy club or performance venue to not book the act until that day or that week, and then have like a few candidates, like maybe three candidates for performers for that day, and people would go on the Twitter account of that venue and vote. So whoever won the vote would get to perform in that venue that day.
That's interesting. It's like a Twitter poll type thing.
Yeah, like a Twitter poll.
So do you in your poll, do you have any content to look at before you do your vote, or are you just voting based on a name? Is there like a bio or something?
I didn't really think about that.
Because you're going to vote. You're going to go vote for Joe Blow. You're like, who the hell is Joe Blow? But you would have to have some sort of information, either a bio, something, a resume, maybe a short video clip of their work.
Twitter has like a poll feature, right? I haven't ever used that.
Yeah, I think they do. I've seen it.
I don't know if you can link off to more information and fit it in a tweet.
I think you can put a link in a tweet.
But yeah, maybe it wouldn't work for Twitter, but some sort of
like Facebook would probably
social
work
media
better,
or like thing that Twitter seemed to be the best, because like I've heard like Joe Rogan and some comics they would promote shows on Twitter. Like he would go somewhere for the UFC and just decide to do a show there, mm-hmm. and tweet it out, and he was able to get a crowd. And so he's sort of done that, but my idea is to have a venue that just always does that.
I like something where you could actually interact with the audience, maybe, like, you know, while you're actually on stage, perhaps, you know? So you could say, vote on each joke. You know, was that a good joke or a bad joke?
Man.
Thumbs up.
Crowd just killing you, like, nope.
You know the hashtag comedy showcase? Darnell Anderson does that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do.
And I think Darnell and KJ. I thought that's what that was.
Is it?
So I went to one with my tablet and thinking, I'm going to kill at this. Like I'm good at one-liners. I can type fast. I brought an external keyboard. I left it in my car, thank God, but to sync with the tablet so I could type my Twitter things faster to win. But that's not what it is at all. It's just a normal comedy show where they had like 1 5-minute segment where they talked about some tweet they saw.
Well, I know when they do like a live video on Facebook Live, you can do your, you know, the emoticons or whatever, thumbs up or whatever.
But yeah, incorporating Twitter in a show would be kind of cool. But that's not what my idea was. My idea was to use it to vote for who performs. And I figured you could have it. So the vote would be purchasing like a temporary ticket. Like, you know how some of those, like where your Kickstarter, some of those, if you don't win, you get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be like that. Or if they don't raise enough money, they get their money. You get your money back. It'd be like that with tickets. Like, let's say there's a Twitter comedy club, and let's say we mentioned Darnell Anderson. Let's say Darnell Anderson is one of the candidates. Let's say
they have to be similar, like, level comics. So you have to be like Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., fucking, I would put Bill Burr, Joe Rogan. Let's just say those four. You would have to have some, those caliber people, I'm imagining, for this. Otherwise, people are just going to be like, I'll take Joe or I'll take Aziz, you know?
I thought, no. I thought, well, let's say.
You're going with people like me. And they're like, okay, there's D.C. Bradley. I don't know who the fuck that is. I can take Aziz Ansari. I'll go with Aziz Ansari because clearly this man's been in the game a bit longer than whoever the fuck D.C. Bradley is.
So let's say Bill Burr. Bill Burr was in Ridley, in Grand Rapids, and I saw that he bumped some people on the...
Of course. Of course.
And so let's say that instead of bumping them, let's say they put, it was a Twitter theater, and so they put him as a candidate, and then he was going against who was the Garrett Elzega or whatever, the local comic. He was the... I don't know who the... He was the feature, I think, or the... The MC, I don't know who the headliner was, but let's say it's a local comic. Let's say everybody local, all the local comics say, let's try to beat Bill Burr. Everyone vote for me. Let's see if we can beat, it might not work for Bill Burr, but let's say it's not Bill Burr. Let's say it's Andy Kindler. He's famous, but people don't really like him that much, per se. Like, he's people not like, a I would ticket say draw
They don't know
much.
His material as much, yeah.
But I like if somebody decided we're gonna try to beat Andy Kindler, that would be a way for the venue to raise money. Like people competing, like it bring out a sport into it, you know.
True, but you would have to pay both comics because if I'm on that list of this or this and I'm like ready to go and then I get there and they're like, no, sorry, Joe Blow's going instead of you. I'm going to be like, so I just came out here for nothing? Like,
whoa. Yeah, I guess Andy Kindler wouldn't come to town.
Yeah.
He would, but if he happened
a door
to
prize
be.
For coming out, a Snickers bar.
Oh, man.
Let's say it's for a Thursday or a Wednesday. Let's say it's for a Wednesday and he's here Thursday, Friday, Saturday for some other venue. Okay. He might try to do it. Or let's say they're in Grand Rapids or in Detroit shooting a movie if they still do that. I don't know if they still.
They still film.
I think they still
film
do.
Anything here. I know they lost some of the tax credits, but
they want to get that gritty that look.
And then the other thing, it could be in big cities like New York, LA. They could have like a main room and a belly room or a side room. So the second place maybe still gets to perform, but they don't get the main room. So then they're competing for the bigger room.
That would be cool to do it like a. Like a who's up next type thing. So say you got, I'm just keep going with these names. So Dave Chappelle, Louis C.K., let's throw Chris D'Elia in there. So you got these three people and you can be like in the audience and you're like, okay, I want to hear Bill next. You know, you could just pick who you want and you vote on who would be next and whoever got the highest votes would take the next spot up. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
nobody
that's,
likes
that's
to go
an
last.
Idea.
Nobody, everybody, well, not everybody, but depending on where you're at and what city you're in, if I got to go up at 3 a.m., like, it's a problem, you know?
So it's just you compete. You get paid? Or what?
Yeah, you would get paid, in my idea of the venue. So it'd okay. be it would probably have to be a paid. Little bit cheaper than a normal ticket. Like if it was a Andy Kindler or a Bill Burr doing an impromptu show. He wouldn't get paid as much as if
maybe
he had
get
booked
paid in
a theater.
Food or something.
Maybe the ticket would be $10, $15 instead of $40.
And a free meal.
It's because, and I was thinking, well, I guess you could have the different contestants have different ticket prices. They could, the venue could decide how they want
to
do that.
So if you're performing, you would have to, you would also have to pay.
No, you wouldn't pay to perform. I'm not sure how you decide who gets on the contestant list. I don't think you would pay. I think that'd be sort of a sleazy way to do it. I mean, it's possible.
They do it. Some of these contests, you pay, which I don't get involved in those.
I'll pay $20 to enter a contest.
I have.
But just imagining Bill Burr on his podcast just hurt after losing to Annalee Kendler. Fucking lost to Annalee Kendler.
But yeah, I think it'll bring out, like, I think, well, the thing about TV, watching TV, is sometimes when you're channel surfing, you'll watch something that you wouldn't normally watch if you were, like, if it was a DVD that you owned or on a shelf, or if it was something on Netflix, just because it's on. There's like a, and this is kind of like that. It's like a surprise thing that you just sort of stumble onto. Okay. So like maybe every day at work you look at.
Oh, let's see what's going on the
lunchtime. You see who the three contestants are, and then maybe by 5 o'clock they announce who won.
So this thing is going like going around like 24/7 or all day long. Or?
I think it would be like by lunchtime they would figure out who the contestants are, because some people, even to this day, they don't use their phones while they work.
Maybe they when they win, they so get a maybe drone. During like, lunch, they get a drone. They win a drone with bug spray on it, so they can.
But maybe during lunch they can use their phone on their break and see who the contestants are and vote. And then by five or so, they would announce the winner. And then that gives you an hour or two to prepare, like, how to get there, like, and invite friends or whatever. Cool. So it would be like a daily. Or you could do it at the beginning of the week. And then by Tuesday or something, they would announce what the Wednesday, Thursday, Friday lineup is or whatever. But one of my main reasons for this is that I think it'd be cool if you could live totally spontaneously. And like, part of the reason that I want to do comedy is I don't like routine and having to go somewhere every day or having all these time commitments. Like, you have to be here at this time. Like, if you were, you'd have to be successful to be able to do this. But imagine if you could just like be like a nomad and just
do something different every day.
Like, oh, I want to go to Oregon. There's this thing I heard about in Oregon, or oh, I want to see the Northern Lights.
Well, then
let's
you need
go
your own
north.
Private jet. Probably you could just fly around every day and go wherever the hell.
And
you
then
want.
Just as you're in your journey of just finding fun things to do, you could be like, oh, let's
you
try
can live
to
like that. Now you just get yourself a grocery cart, throw a bunch of shit, in and start
but
walking
instead of booking like a year of your time in advance, which is almost sounds like a real job. It'd be cool for Bill Burr or a successful comic to just wander around, just do whatever they want,
yeah,
whatever the hell
fun.
They want. Every once in a while, when their cash is low, they'll enter a contest and perform here. Like this, not like today. I feel like performing. I'll perform.
Yeah, you got to have a wad of money though, because if you're like wandering around and you're not working, no money's coming in. You're just like, oh, I think I'm going to go to you know, Oregon today, or I'm going to go to you know, Alaska.
I feel like that's the thing, though, about stand-ups. Like, we feel like we must go up. Otherwise, our sanity starts to slip a little bit. We're like, okay, I haven't been up in, like, a week. Oh, man. So people who get up every day, like, they're going to be – they wouldn't be as adventurous as to be like, I would want to go to – most people like to just be at their house, you know? Like,
you need some downtime at your house, just some decompression time to – you got
just to relax and
right?
chill.
Where you're not doing anything except like staring at the boob tube, you know?
Right. But as, I don't know, as for me, I don't want to speak for all comics, but as for me, I'll be like, after like 3 days of not doing a show, I'm like, okay, I got to either write or I got to get up somewhere and say the old shit again. I got, you know, something.
You got to stay active.
Yeah.
It may not be, you know, that often, but I feel like I got to do it every now and then just to,
That's the best way to bomb.
Yep.
If you just don't do it for a long time and you come back and like, oh, let me try some old shit. And it won't work.
But I think it'd be a cool new thing, like as a fan of comedy and performance and stuff, to just – it's almost like channel surfing but with live performance. Like, oh, let's see what's on. Let's see what's on tonight. And then technology has advanced to allow booking things like and communicating things really quick, but we're still booking 6 months in advance for theaters, which is like 1950s speed. Like, why haven't we sped that up?
Why don't we vote for president that way? My God.
They have to make it, they make it so complicated, right?
I mean, I think that's like, in some sci-fi movies. Like, in one day, people decide they want to vote.
You open up your phone for app president. For the president app, and you just say, yeah, this is a... I'm voting for Hillary.
That's all you get is like a 2-minute video to do your presentation if you're running for president, you know, and that's it. People watch a little YouTube video and they say, this is what I'm going to do, and boom.
Next day, you know.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
But I think like Uber driver is sort of like this. You just decide when you want to work. You can live a life of freedom instead of being the prison of constant time commitments. With Uber, I think that's the way humanity was meant to be.
We're all meant to be Uber drivers.
We're all meant to be to live in freedom, not like corporate prison, like time prison.
The just. Dream job, man. You'd like a good salesman to pitch a job for Uber driver.
I'm giving performers this freedom that all of humanity should have. And it starts with Uber, it moves on to performers, and maybe eventually we get to this utopia where we only need to we could just live and we only need to work to buy something we want. Like,
you could probably get a lot of good ideas from being an Uber driver.
I'll go work for 2 weeks, and then you'll be off for 2 months, and then, I want a four-wheeler, or I want an extension on my house, I'll work for a month, and then you'll be off for another few months, and you'll just work here and there for things you want. Like,
I don't want to work.
So weird.
I think that's.
I just want to get the things I want.
So I'm trying to create utopia with my Twitter theater, basically.
Be dope.
So you need to become an Uber driver first.
Well, Uber is like the first instance.
That's the first
of this,
step.
Freedom of work. But that's Creativity Wasted. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming, you guys.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Good night.
Uber.